And today is the 3rd of October. Joining us this morning to share a little something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Zoe Kanatis. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, guys.
What have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1849, American author Edgar Allan Poe is found delirious in a gutter in Baltimore, Maryland, under mysterious circumstances, and it is the last time he is seen in public before his death.
How very on brand for him. So how did he actually die?
So the death of Edgar Allan Poe, he died on October 7th, 1849, and it has remained a mystery for many people. The circumstances leading up to it were very uncertain, and the cause of death is often disputed. So as I mentioned, on October 3rd, the author was found delirious in a gutter, in great distress and in need of immediate assistance, according to the man who found him. And he was taken to the Washington College Hospital, where he died at 5 a.m. on Sunday, October 7th. He was 40 years old, and Poe was never coherent enough to explain how he came to be in this condition.
Were there any ravens present, Zoe?
I wasn't there, but I don't think so. Why do you ask, Casey?
Well, maybe what are some of the other theories then that surround his death, it weren't ravens?
Okay, I'll ask you about that after me. Finish the segment. So all medical records and documents, including Poe's death certificate, have been lost, air quotations, if they ever existed. And some theories included that he was beaten up, alcoholism, carbon monoxide poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, rabies, brain tumour, the flu, and even murder. But the one I found most interesting is that some people believe he was a victim of cooping, which is a method of voter fraud practiced by gangs in the 19th century, where unexpected victims would be kidnapped and disguised and forced to vote for specific candidates multiple times under multiple disguised identities.
What else have you learned about this day in history, Zoe?
Well, on this day in 1955, Mickey Mouse Club premieres. The Mickey Mouse Club is an American variety television show that aired from 1955 to 1996 and returned again in 2017, but only to social media. It was created by Walt Disney, of course, and produced by Walt Disney Productions, of course, and the program was first televised for 3 seasons by ABC. The original run featured a regular but ever-changing cast of mostly teen performers.
I understand these teen performers had a rather cute little name as well.
They did. The main cast members were called the Mouseketeers.
Oh,
cute. And they performed in a variety of musical dance numbers, as well as some informational segments. The most popular of the Mouseketeers were called the Red Team. Don't know why.
They were the communists.
Yeah, oh, duh. And I think Disney loved communists. That's probably why. So they were kept under contract for the entire run of the show.
What else have you learned from this day in history?
So this is a really nice one. On this day in 1990, the reunification of East and West Germany.
Speaking of communists.
West Germany flag is raised above the Brandenburg Gate on the stroke of midnight, and the German reunification was the process in 1990 in which the German Democratic Republic became a part of the Federal Republic of Germany, and that caused then Berlin to become the capital of Germany once more.
A very good day for the Germans indeed, quite a landmark day. So what else happened on this day in history, Zoe?
So on this day in 1992, Sinead O'Connor rips up a picture of Pope John Paul II on Saturday Night Live. So O'Connor was fed up with the Catholic Church. She was angry and frustrated with a culture that harmed children, and she struck the heart of the organisation in this really unlikely and unexpected way. The very photo that she actually tore during this performance was on her mother's wall since 1978, and she told that to an Irish magazine, Hot Press. The studio was really stunned into silence, but critics swiftly raised their voices, with NBC receiving approximately 4,400 calls in response to her actions, and only a handful of those calls were in praise. The network actually had no prior knowledge of O'Connor's plans, but she chose not to actually edit the performance for the delay of the West Coast broadcast, so they still showed it again. Although, if you watch a rerun of this show, of the episode, they use her rehearsal footage instead.
So should we take a listen to that performance?
Yes, we definitely should.
And you can look up the images on YouTube, for because obviously you can't hear the ripping.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, I kept in the when she rips the photo, so you can hear her ripping the photo. And then I also kept in just a little bit of sort of the silence that you can feel from the audience. It's really intense.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Zoe.